thinking of you tonight, lying here on my soft bed in these silk sheets. I can't stop thinking of our last night together. We had these very same sheets under and over our bodies. I remember there was something sweet you said to me. You were on top, elbows either side of my head. We were completely naked and completely still. You took my face in your hands, looked into my eyes and said, "You know, I can't tell the difference between these silky smooth sheets and your skin." You made me smile so wide, and I slowly lifted my head to kiss your lips. You noticed, so you met me in the middle, supporting the back of my head with one hand. We kissed and kissed, and joining those kisses, there were sweet caresses. Your skin adoring mine and mine yours. My legs so desperate to cling onto your waist. The heat between my legs building up at your touch. Getting hot. Getting wet. Getting eager. Touch me. Take me, ensnare me, and make me yours. I keep thinking of your lips playfully biting mine, before moving down to my neck, and then lower to my collarbone. You lingered there for a while. Your hands explored my squirming body, while your mouth skillfully scrutinized the full length of my collarbone. Your left hand moving up from my wide bucking hips, gently up to my large tender breasts, caressing over and under. Even now I can feel your fingers brushing over my pink sensitive nipples, feeling them harden and getting me gradually more aroused. The flashback of your mouth lowering and exploring the entirety of my breasts, kissing, grazing your teeth over their delicate surface, makes me want to touch myself. You, purposefully avoiding my aureoles, driving me mad with desire. I remember putting my hand on the back of your head and gripping what little hair I could in a desperate attempt to guide your hungry lips to my nipples. You eventually succumbed to my yearning and allowed me to enjoy the touch of your velvet, soft lips. My eyes rolled on contact as I let out a moan of relief and profound pleasure. Your mouth fondling, your hands exploring, my heart beating. You stopped to look up, just to see my reaction. A little frown gazing down upon your face, and my eyes pointing at your hand. We exchanged no words, only gestures. You smirked and carried on, this time your tongue darting straight for my nipple. Flat on top of it, dragging it over the entire length of your smooth, wet tongue. My most most intimate place uncontrollably flooding. I unwillingly and briefly release the back of your head, only to swiftly reach for your hand and redirect it towards my now widely spread legs. Your fingers on my slippery lips, getting accustomed with now the hottest part of my body, before unexpectedly thrusting in. I gasped as your fingers pressed upwards, my loud moans filling the room. Satisfied by my reaction, you carried on, harder, deeper, faster, surely followed by a stream of infinite pleasure. As you leaned slightly forward, your mouth now just above your fingers, you gave me a kiss and made my entire body twitch. I looked down at you with a satisfied smile and placed my hand just under your lower jaw, holding it gently and pulling it up towards me, your body on top of mine, my legs finally latching onto your waist, your deep manly moans inviting mine as you entered my hot, ready body. We started slow and gentle, your hips thrusting against my thighs, our lips graciously touching and kissing and licking, and your tongue invading my mouth. Our bodies entwined for hours, synchronizing our orgasms perfectly. The feeling of you inside of me climaxing. It makes me spread my legs even wider. Your body thoroughly enjoying my soft feminine curves. Until we finally collapsed, exhausted, drenched and sticky. What an unforgettable night that was.